The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for December 2nd, 2018 is from the Book of Deuteronomy, Chapter 6, Verses 1 through 9. Hear now the Word of the Lord from the English Standard Version, Deuteronomy Chapter 6, Verses 1 through 9. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules, that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your home, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. May the Lord bless this reading of His Holy Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., Deuteronomy 6, 1-9, English Standard Version, December 2nd, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Deuteronomy 6, 1. Now this is the command, the statutes and the rules, that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going to possess it. The commandment of God includes all the laws, rules, and regulations that God has given and revealed in the Bible. God is the King, or Supreme Governor of the universe. God rules over all things and people, and every rule that He has decreed as our Creator and King, He has announced for our own good. So no one with a Bible needs to be confused about how to obey and please God, or how to live in ways that will bless them and bring them happiness. God commanded Moses to teach the Israelites all the laws that God expected them to obey when they entered the Promised Land. They could live happily and productively in the Promised Land if they obeyed God. When Jesus came, He fulfilled the law of God. So, some laws, such as the regulations about food or sacrifices, laws often called ceremonial laws, no longer need to be obeyed under the new covenant in His blood. Jesus obeyed and commanded His followers to obey the moral law, the law of love, summed up in the Ten Commandments. Deuteronomy 6, 2. That you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all His statutes and His commandments, which I command you, all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. One reason God gave to explain and to motivate His people why they should obey his laws was, so that your days may be long. God has given us laws for our benefit. Similarly, he sent his only begotten Son for our benefit. Obeying God's law will prevent the spread of some diseases and help obedient people live a longer life. God's law was not only for the first generation that entered the Promised Land, but also for all subsequent generations. To fear the Lord includes awe and reverence for his glorious majesty, wisdom, power, love, mercy, and justice, and an awareness that God can and will enforce obedience to his laws by discipline or punishment when necessary. Sometimes the fear of God helps us do what is right. Deuteronomy 6, 3. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. God gave additional reasons to obey him, so that it may go well with you. Entering a land settled by those who worshipped many idols would place different demands and temptations on God's people than wandering in the wilderness or entering a new and sparsely inhabited land where they would need to work hard just to survive because no other people were nearby. God's laws would help them regulate their lives and society in a new situation where God ruled over them as their Lord and King, but where they were surrounded by worshippers of false gods and idols. If they began to follow the evil example of their neighbors who worshipped idols, they would not multiply greatly, but they would spread diseases, begin to sacrifice their children to idols, reduce their population, be punished by God with drought, be defeated by their enemies, and suffer eventual deportation and exile so only a remnant would remain, all which happened as God warned. Deuteronomy 6, 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. In a land filled with those who worshipped idols, who would tempt the Israelites to become like them, God commanded that the Lord would be their God, and only the Lord alone. The gods of their neighbors often included male and female gods, but the Lord is one. The Lord is one, and three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as the Old Testament points toward and the New Testament explicitly reveals. The Lord revealed himself to Moses as, I am who I am, Jehovah or Yahweh. God told them not to recognize, obey, or worship as God any god but Yahweh. They were not to fear any god but the Lord, who had led them out of Egypt and who would lead them into the Promised Land, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of their ancestors, the God of the Bible, who revealed the truth through Moses, and who would reveal the truth through the prophets, and later through Jesus and his apostles. Deuteronomy 6, 5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. After Yahweh rescued them from slavery in Egypt and provided for them during 40 years of wilderness wandering, the Israelites had many good and sufficient reasons to love the Lord. God did not just command them to love him. God loved them first and did all he wisely could to show them how much he loved them by saving them from oppression and promising them a new land that flowed with milk and honey. God does not deserve or want a half-hearted love or a divided loyalty from his people. God deserves our wholehearted love and devotion. God deserves the total commitment of our minds, hearts, and bodies to his service and to doing His will, which is always to our daily, practical, and eternal benefit and the benefit of others. Deuteronomy 6:6. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. The laws of God require more than intellectual evaluation and appreciation for their wisdom. The laws of God require people to either obey or disobey them in thought and/or action. To ignore the laws of God or disregard the Bible's teachings when a person learns about God and the Bible involves the choice to disobey God. The laws of God need to be understood so we can reasonably apply the laws of God in both familiar and unfamiliar situations. We need to commit our heart, the center of our being or will, to obeying God immediately when we understand our duty and responsibility. Deuteronomy 6:7. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Making the laws of God a part of our total life, so that we understand God and His commandments better each day, includes teaching our children by our words and example. They need to see how a loyal subject of the Lord, the King of the universe, lives at home and away from home. Children and new believers need explanations of why a loyal subject of God lives a life of obedient faith. Parents explain God, God's laws, and God's ways by example and by words, morning, afternoon, and evening each day. By doing this, children will learn that applying the Bible's teachings and obeying God is for every day and every situation, and not just for one day a week and special occasions. Deuteronomy 6:8. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. The command relates to a phylactery, which the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines as either of two small square leather boxes containing slips inscribed with scriptural passages and traditionally worn on the left arm or on the head by an observant Jewish man, and especially adherents of Orthodox Judaism during morning weekday prayers. In Matthew 23:5, Jesus spoke of the scribes and Pharisees who wore phylacteries with a wrong intention. Quote, they do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. When their hearts are far from God, hypocrites might wear large, visible emblems that indicate they are believers, so they can receive undeserved praise from others. God intended for true believers to wear things that would remind them to love and obey God in their hearts, and by the way they lived, as examples of faithfulness, not to impress others. Believing parents can give their children the reasons why true believers in God also love and obey God. They can also teach their children how to apply the laws of God in the Bible to everyday life situations. Parents can arrange things in their homes that will be visible reminders that they and their house serve the Lord. Today, believers can seek and find other ways to remind themselves to study and follow the Scriptures than those listed in this verse and commentary. Deuteronomy 6:9. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 8 and 9 applied to the Israelites, who would live securely in the promised land under the rule of their own kings. It would not apply in a land where believers might be identified, persecuted, or murdered for their faith in the Lord. In many countries today, the church must remain underground and in hiding. reading together and keeping a well-read Bible in a special place, even in a special hidden place, might serve as a reminder to a family that they have chosen to live out their faith in Jesus by their obedience to Him, as He wisely leads them according to the Scriptures. There might be other ways for a family of faith to remind themselves of the love and promises of God in a land where Christians and Jews suffer unjust persecution. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. When God gave the law to Moses, what are some of the types of statutes and ordinances that no longer apply to those who follow Jesus as Lord? Two, what type of laws from the law of Moses still apply today? Three, what might the followers of Jesus substitute for binding the Scriptures as a sign on their hand or fixing them as emblems on their forehead? 4. When are some times when you might not want to wear a visible sign that you are a Christian? 5. In what ways can Christian families help each other in the family live faithful and obedient to Jesus Christ as their Lord? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Benefits of Obedience, Deuteronomy 6:3. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, all the Lord's statutes and commandments, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. When we think about commandments, statutes, rules, and regulations, perhaps too often we think about the punishment we might receive if we break any of them and get caught, a negative misunderstanding. In fact, the Lord gave statutes, rules, and commandments to help us. God revealed moral laws in the Bible so life might go well with people. If we think back over our lives, we will probably be able to think of how things would have gone better if we had not done some of the bad things we did, or if we had not failed to do some of the good things we could have done. For example, think about most of our traffic laws. Good governments have made traffic laws for our safety and convenience. Imagine the accidents and delays if there were no traffic lights. God gave laws so people could get the best use out of themselves. Some people break traffic laws consistently and never get caught. But someday they may injure themselves or others and wish they had obeyed the law. Similarly, some people consistently break or ignore God's moral laws, conveniently summed up as, love God and your neighbor, and in the Ten Commandments. But God gave these laws for our benefit and happiness. If we consider those we know or learn about, the most joyful and satisfied people habitually try to obey God's laws, while some of the saddest people habitually break them. Begin a closure class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson, copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.